listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET, and I'm Nick Austin, filling in for Stephen Henderson. Our politics are getting more polarized in this country, but there are still many districts at the state level that are toss-ups. A lot of those state house districts exist in Downriver. A number of those seats, particularly the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 31st state house seats, are going to be very close races. Much of the focus for candidates in that area has been on abortion access and the economy. But the broader politics of Downriver are changing, with more voters supporting Donald Trump and the Democratic base not being as solid as it once was. To talk about Downriver's politics, which state house races are hot and what voters tend to care about in the area, we have Elena Dernbaugh here with us. Elena is a reporter for the news site Gongwer and has been covering some of these things. Elena, welcome to Detroit Today.
Hello, thank you.
Great having you. But why Downriver? Why was this the important place to cover for this election cycle?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, there is the politics of Downriver are interesting, as it is an area that has traditionally leans more Democratic, but then obviously there was a lot of support for former President Donald Trump. And then with redistricting this year, the districts have been redrawn, which has made the area more competitive. You have districts where you have more suburban areas mixed in with more rural areas, and that has made a lot of these districts toss-ups on paper.
Are the politics that we're seeing here mostly focused on, or the voters mostly focused on, the same things you're seeing in the national level? Like you mentioned, Democrats running on abortion, Republicans running on prices being too high in tax cuts, or is there a different cleave in the Downriver area?
Downriver is very much similar to places all across the country and all across the state. Abortion and the economy are the two big talking points, with Democrats really running on women's reproductive rights and Republicans driving home inflation and rising costs at the grocery store and the gas pump. Downriver, there is some discussion about infrastructure as well, with candidates and voters talking about things like improving the power grid and roads and bridges, and even discussion about solar energy and what that could mean for Downriver and whether that would be good for people who live there. But at the top of the list, abortion and the economy.
It seems, just as with all of our politics right now, so much of the national story really can drive things at a local level. But it leads me to wonder, are voters there at all concerned about democracy being toppled or overrun with some of the things that we've seen related to January 6th and voting and institutions? Is there any concern there downriver?
Yeah, there were some voters, as I was going out reporting in Downriver, there were some voters that said that, you know, they were not happy about the influence that Donald Trump still had on the Republican Party. And they were concerned about, you know, January 6th and the things that we are still learning about what happened on that day. And because of that, they were voting straight ticket for Democrats. You know, they were like, all right, yes, that's good, that's great. We are glad that you're running. As I was out with a Democratic candidate, they're like, we're voting for you, and we're voting for all the other Democrats who are running because of the influence that national politics has had and the concern of where that GOP story could be leading.
Yeah. Well, you've covered the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 31st state house districts, as we mentioned. So let's get down to the candidates and the races themselves. Give us an overview. Which races are the hottest, and what are the issues that the candidates there are mostly focused on?
Absolutely. I would say that of those districts, the hottest race is probably in the 29th between Representative Alex Garza, who is currently in the state house. He currently represents the 12th district. And then his opponent is James DeSanta, who is new to running a race. So we have an incumbent against a newcomer. And they are, as with most races, Garza is really running on primarily driving home abortion and women's reproductive rights, and Mr. DeSanta is pro-life, and that is really distinguishing these two candidates. But also, Garza is focused on labor and education, and Mr. DeSanta has talked about immigration and the economy. He said that he was concerned about the direction that the state is moving in, and he wants to go to Lansing and turn things around. So these two candidates are really trying to distinguish themselves on issues and kind of stand in opposition. You know, Garza talks a lot about having people who their primary issue for this election is reproductive rights. DeSanta was like, no, that's not something I'm hearing at all, because it's not something that impacts every voter in our community. And so that race is really hot, and it will be a matter of whose messaging, whose priorities hit with the most people in the 29th district.
All right. We're speaking again with Elena Dernbaugh, journalist at the state politics outlet Gongwer, Michigan, here on Detroit Today and 101.9 WDET. And we can speak to you as well. Do you live downriver or in Wayne County outside of Detroit? What are the issues that are most important to you? Are you concerned about inflation or losing the right to abortion? And what kinds of candidates are you planning to support, and why, in the state house as well as the state senate? Give us a call, 313-577-1019. Again, that's 313-577-1019, and we can work you into the conversation. But Elena, you know, as you discuss these races that are happening downriver, for a long time here in Michigan, the state house has been a Republican stronghold. Could these races have any impact on actually turning the state house blue for the first time in a long time?
They absolutely could. You know, there are about 29 races that we at Gongwer have deemed as competitive going into this election. And these seats downriver are very important for taking control of the state house for Democrats. It's an area that, as we've discussed, is a toss-up. We've had last election cycle, Camarelli turned one of the state house seats blue. He's not running for the Senate. So with these more competitive districts, these downriver seats have a chance of becoming Democratic, and if that happens, that could give Democrats the edge they need to win the gavel in the state house.
So for people who are listening, Elena, what are those races? Can you just tell us again, run through the Republican and the Democrat that are facing off in those races, just so people have an idea, especially if they're looking for them on their ballots?
Absolutely. So in the 27th, we have Jamie Churches, who is currently a fifth grade school teacher, and she's running against Robert Howey, and he is an architect. In the 28th, we have Rob Cole, who is a Navy veteran and someone who has studied policy management, and Jamie Thompson, who is a nurse. 29th, as we've talked about, is Rep. Alex Garza, who is currently representing the 12th district, and James DeSanta, who is a buyer. And then in the 31st, we have Reggie Miller, who works in Van Buren Township, and Dale Benecki, who is a retired truck driver.
All right. And as we are speaking with Elena Dernbaugh, you can get involved with the conversation as well. 313-577-1019. And one person we can work into the conversation right now is Anthony in Southwest Detroit. Anthony, go ahead. You're on Detroit Today.
Well, thank you so much. One of the issues I'm looking out at is at the state level are subsidies for, industry, say, the automotive companies and, battery plants and stuff like that. Supposedly those are job creation projects, but I don't think they really balance out to use our public money for private purposes. And I think both parties will be in favor of that. So, that's just the way I'm looking at it.
Thanks for your point, Anthony. And right, money going to a private industry is something of a concern, especially if we think about downriver and so much of the manufacturing that we were used to having there, a lot of those blue collar jobs and with things there drying up. Corporate subsidies, is that an issue that's come up in any of the races that you've been covering, Elena?
It's something that has been touched on. I wouldn't say it's one of the talking points for candidates right now. I don't think it is, we'll say, as much of a wedge issue as the economy or abortion is. But it is something that candidates are acknowledging as a conversation that needs to be had. Obviously, we are looking for ways to boost Michigan's economy, and that can be done in a bunch of different ways, attracting business, and those corporate subsidies are a way that it has been done. There are some, and it doesn't really matter which party it is. It seems to come down to the candidate, whether they feel like, this is, corporate subsidies are what we need to do to be competitive. There have been some candidates who have talked about not doing handouts, but structuring taxes in different ways to attract businesses. So it's been a conversation in some of the races I've been covering, but I wouldn't say it is at the top of the list for things to talk about when they're hitting the doors.
Sure. Elena, thank you. And Anthony, again, thank you so much for your call and your point there on corporate subsidies. Elena, then, that does lead me to a question about things at the local level. You did mention that downriver and the races that you're watching, candidates are talking about things like the power grid, roads, solar issues. But I wonder if there are any local wedge issues that we've seen with so much of the national landscape really impacting our local races. I wonder about wedge issues that are local or germane uniquely to downriver. Are you seeing any of those, people talking about them or candidates talking about them?
I think downriver, the biggest local focus was infrastructure. And the conversation I had about actually solar power in the 31st with Dale Benecki, who is running on the Republican side, he talked about people being concerned about solar power and even electric vehicles in an area that is more rural, and the concern that the infrastructure build-out won't happen as quickly there in the 31st District, which will make it harder for people who already have power that's less than reliable, and an agricultural community that, there are a lot of farms and that land is being sold for solar power, but how does that relate then to, food production and the way that people are bringing in money and selling crops?
All right.
And that's something that has been a local issue for the downriver area.
Right. Well, Elena, as we have such interesting races down there, what's the piece of information that you'd love to know about the show there, or the races going down there?
For sure. So I am very interested to see what messages resonate most with voters, whether it will be local politics and local messaging, or if people just kind of vote vote at a Big Picture National level.
All right. Well, the message I have for you is that we're on our way out. But Elena, thank you so much again for joining us here on Detroit Today.
Thank you.
You're listening to 101.9 WDET FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection for news, music, and conversation. Tune in tomorrow when we will talk about the race heating up and the gubernatorial debate.